The thing that impacted me the most, probably since I have been living here in Cottage Grove, is the fact that my son, Andrew, when he was in seventh grade at Cottage Grove Middle School, had his first African-American teacher, Miss Charlene Wilcox. And I tell you, he was excited and I was excited. And I thought, my God, it took 7 years for this boy to get his first African-American teacher. That should not be the case. And today I took Miss Wilcox out to dinner because guess what? She is retiring and leaving a void there at Cottage Grove Middle School. And it shouldn't be that way. One African-American female teacher leaving a school should not be such a void. We should have a plethora of talented Black and Latina and Hmong and Indigenous teachers throughout the Twin Cities so that our children can have representation in the classroom and see somebody who looks like them, who understands the culture, who understands they need a little bit of cocoa butter on picture day, who may have a comb in the cabinet that they can use or borrow. You know, and it is not the case. How are we going to change that? How is that going to be any different? Who's going to step up after Miss Wilcox leaves after this semester? Decades in the classroom right here in Cottage Grove. Well, Makisha Nation has some answers. She is with Teach for America. They have an event coming up on April 28th with Isabella Wilkerson. And she is going to talk to us for a few moments about this event, about the lack of diversity in education and what Teach for America does for that. And I'm so glad she is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Makisha, thank you so much for being on Still Talking.
Thank you so much for having me, Shaletta. I'm really excited to be on the call with you today to talk about the work that we're doing here in the Twin Cities to make sure our students have access to an excellent education.
And, you know, I could have cried when Miss Wilcox called and told me she was retiring because my son Brandon is getting ready to go to middle school next year. And he and I had talked about Miss Wilcox and her being someone that he could go to. We've been to her church. He knows her. He's comfortable with her. And now that she's leaving, I'm not sure who he has at the school that looks like him. I know the principal is there, but a mother figure like Miss Wilcox that he can identify with, that he can go to if he runs into any problems. She is going to be gone, and that hurts my spirit. But I'm so glad to know that Teach for America is doing everything that you can to try and get more diversity in classrooms, along with so many other things to ensure that all of our kids right here in Minnesota have better access to great educational opportunities. So talk to me about Teach for America, because there's some folks who are listening to me for the first time, and this is their first time hearing about it.
Yeah, so Teach for America started over 30 years ago, and then in the Twin Cities almost 15 years ago, specifically around the idea of attracting equity-oriented leaders into the classroom. And so we seek to recruit talented people who are either coming out of college or maybe thinking about changing careers into the teaching profession. And what I often tell folks is that teaching is the hardest job you'll ever love, and it really makes a difference if you have the right mindset, if you have a cultural fluency, and if you have the right type of support and training. And for our teachers that come into the classroom, they get 2 years of intensive mentoring, support, and coaching to help them not only connect with their students, but to make sure their students are leveling up when it comes to their literacy, when it comes to their math, when it comes to their social and emotional development. And that's been really critical for us. And so I love hearing that story about your son, because I know studies have shown having a teacher for a student of color that has the same type of background as that student increases the likelihood that that student will graduate from high school and go on to college. If they have a teacher for 1 year or they have another teacher of color another point in their K-12 journey, there's been studies that have shown it increases their attendance, increases their academic growth, increases their likelihood for post-secondary success. So it is critical and important even above and beyond just the cultural connection, the academic connection that teachers have because they set such a high bar for their students is truly transformative in the lives of students.
And Makisha, this is the thing that I appreciate so much, is that you all are working on this 24/7. This is not a pet project. This is not something you do 1 or 2 months out of the year, but this is an all day, every day, 365 days a year mission for you through Teach for America, right?
Yes. And a lot of people don't know this, but like, you know, I've been in my role now for 7 years in the Twin Cities, and over that time period, a third to 45% of our teachers have been teachers of color, so Black, Latinx, Asian American, Hmong specifically, or Native educators, right? And this is in a state where the percentage of teachers of color is only 5%. Part of what enables us to do that is our direct outreach to students of color when they're in college, to early career professionals from diverse backgrounds. We really talk to them about this opportunity to really see the impact in the classroom and what a difference it will make for our students if they come into the teaching field. And that has been a really powerful experience for our teachers. And it's nothing, you know, it works when you see one of your teachers that you've recruited actually come back and teach in the very same community that they grew up in. And that's happened several times over in our community already. And I'm really excited about some of the new work we're doing to start identifying folks early. You know, as a high school student, if you're mentoring young people in middle school or you're volunteering at an elementary school, you could be a future educator and have a great career influencing the students in your community. Why are we not connecting those dots to create a more robust pathway into education like we do into the tech career or we do into the sciences? We have to start talking to folks earlier and more often and then following them through their college journey. We know there are a lot of roadblocks that our young people encounter as they go through their post-secondary and think about their future career. So if we create the right types of mentorship opportunities, connection opportunities, we know that they can show up in our classrooms prepared to teach and lead.
Okay. Now, speaking of leading, you have an event coming up on April 28th. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but I want you to tell me all about it. I want you to tell me about this amazing keynote speaker and how the folks who are listening can be part of the solution instead of talking about the problem. More with Makisha Nation when we come back. It is 7:22. You are listening to Still Talking on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And I'm telling you, we are blessed to have Makisha Nation over at Teach for America. They have an event coming up on April 28th with author Isabel Wilkerson as the keynote speaker. And Makisha is continuing our conversation courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Makisha, talk to me about this event. It is an amazing opportunity for all of us to come out and be a part of the solution instead of just talking about the problem.
That's exactly why we started doing our annual DEI keynote event about 4 years ago, because we recognize in our community we need to have conversations about race and class and racism and how it's impacting our work, how it's preventing us from having all of our students learning and achieving the level that they should be, and because we recognize that this is a cross-sector problem. We're seeing its impact in education, in housing, in healthcare, and it's to create this opportunity for us to have a community conversation and bring in an expert on the topic to really help us. And I can't think of anybody better than Isabella Wilkerson. She is the author of Cats and the One Some Other Sons. Mm-hmm. She's had an extensive career in journalism and really brings some new perspectives to this discussion and dialogue that could really be beneficial for our community here in Minnesota.
And, you know, I just really appreciate that Angela Davis is going to be moderating and hosting this event that night. So what are some of the things that we're going to be hearing from Ms. Wilkerson and Ms. Davis? Talk to me about the event. What can people expect on April 28th?
Yeah, on April 28th, the event starts at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale on the Northrop website because we're going to be at Northrop at the University of Minnesota. So please go to the Northrop website if you want to purchase tickets. One of the things that we thought was really important to make tickets accessible, so students, teachers, community volunteers, all the way up to folks that are in our business leaders and our political leaders, all welcome to attend. Angela Davis is going to be our host to kind of welcome folks and set the tone. And then Ms. Wilkerson is going to give a talk. And then it's going to be followed by a conversation with Shonda Smith Baker, the senior vice president for the Minneapolis Foundation. So you're going to hear both her explaining the origins of caste and this kind of invisible scaffolding in America that keeps some people behind and lets others pull ahead. And what are the things that we need to do as a community to break down some of the ways that our society is set up to keep folks away from success? And what are some of the things that we can tackle definitively in our community to address these challenges and these issues? Oftentimes we think about racism as just someone did something that was racist, but it's actually much more of a complex mechanism and a complex system that has origins in our past that are still present to this day. And she'll talk a little bit about that and break down some of the five pillars that she's seen and her research and work. And then the fact that she studied other caste systems in other countries, mm-hmm. And learned an incredible amount that she can share with us. And so that'll be really great for us to hear that foundational understanding. And then her and Shonda Smith Baker will kind of have a dialogue and a discussion about what this work means, what it's meant to them personally, and how they've seen opportunities for us to reimagine what our communities can look like and what opportunities can look like in our community.
Now, how can folks get tickets? I just got a text message from Shirley Frank, one of my church members, and she really thinks that she wants to be there that night. And she's like, Shaletta, where do I go? I am poised and ready. I got my credit card out. I got my phone up. What website do I need to go to get my tickets?
So you're going to go through the Northrop website on the University of Minnesota. So, you know, for folks that want to get tickets, it's really easy because we have an affordable process for you to get tickets. And it's going to be really just going to the northrop.umde.edu. And you want to look up An Evening with Isabel Wilkerson. And it's mm-hmm. going to be on the Carlson Family stage at 7 p.m. And the tickets are right there for you to purchase. And then you know it's the University of Minnesota, so there's going to be parking. So there's also a way for you to reserve your parking as well, so you don't have any problems arriving that day with plenty of time to get in your seat and be ready to start at 7.
And, you know, I just encourage everybody to bring pen and paper and open hearts, because this is an opportunity for us to come together and tackle this issue and talk about how we can make it better for our kids in the classroom. When black and brown kids do better, the whole system is better. And so, you know, it is really important for all of us to come together to tackle this problem. And Makisha, I just thank you for your leadership at Teach for America, because a lot of times with organizations, what I've found is that they close the doors and try to solve the problem on their own. But you have opened the doors and invited the entire community to this event on April 28th so we can all listen and learn from one another and come away with some workable solutions that we can begin to implement in the classroom with our teachers, things that we can suggest to our educators, things that I can tell to the therapist and the counselors at my children's school, so that we can start to see some measurable change. I just really appreciate that about this event.
No, I'm really grateful for that. And I think, you know, what we've come to realize and what I've realized on my own journey and my leadership is that this is a groundwater issue, right? That means it's going to take all of us doing our part. Whether you work in education or social work or housing or economic development, we need to be more comfortable talking about what's happening at a systemic level in our community and working together to come up with solutions. No one organization is going to solve this, and it's important for us to be in community, putting our heads together to reimagine new possibilities so that our community is truly thriving in all aspects of our community. And that's my hope. That's my hope for my three boys that I have, that they will have a community where they are set up to thrive and succeed and really be able to be that next generation of leaders here in Minnesota.
Well, again, Makisha Nation, Executive Director of the Twin Cities Chapters for Teach for America, thank you for being on Still Talking. Everybody, this DEI community event is on April 28th with author Isabel Wilkerson. My friend Angela Davis will be hosting, and we all want to be there to support the work that Makisha and her team are doing, as well as support the educators who need this information, who need this discussion, so that they can make the classrooms better and more equitable for all of Minnesota's school age children. Thank you so much for being on the show, girl. I just pulled you straight up off your vacation. I'm sorry, but we needed to talk about this. I needed to kick the show off with this, and I needed to make sure that our neighbors knew about this event on April 28th and how they could participate. So thank you for taking time away from your family to talk to us.
It's my pleasure. I hope to see everybody there on the 28th. Go to northrop.universityofminnesota.edu to purchase your ticket.
That's right. There you go. And get one for a friend.